It's time for Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker here at Wham Talk 1600. As I opened the show today, I noted that we lost a freedom fighter of the highest order, Admiral James Ace Lyons, and this show is dedicated to Admiral Lyons. I don't mean to demean him. Admiral Lyons' history and his service to our country. He was scheduled actually to be here in this particular segment. He was a regular on this show, and I always valued not only our segments but the interactions I had with Admiral Lyons in between his visits here on Sundays on the phone. And also through emails. I'm honored to have with us, to honor Admiral Lyons, a very, very good friend of Admiral Lyons and a very, very good friend of mine and this show and of yours. He is also a regular on the show and a very trusted and honorable man, General Thomas McInerney. A little background on Tom. For 35 years, General McInerney served as a pilot, commander, and strategic planner in the United States Air Force. Tom retired from military service as Assistant Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting to the Secretary of Defense. Tom led the Pentagon's reinventing government effort, visiting more than 100 leading-edge commercial companies to assimilate their ideas about business reengineering. General McInerney graduated from the Great United States Military Academy and earned a master's degree in international relations from George Washington University. Tom also attended the Armed Forces Staff College and the National War College. He also has co-authored with our good friend, General Paul Vallely, the book Endgame. It is my honor to have back with us General Tom McInerney. Tom, welcome back to Operation Freedom.
Thanks very much for having me, Dave, especially in the light of Admiral Lyons' demise, who was supposed to be on the show today, but I'm delighted and honored that you asked me to fill in for him.
Well, I couldn't think of a better person because you were very, very close with Admiral Lyons, and he was someone who anyone who had the opportunity and honor to knowing him, he was an inspiration.
He was, and I was the last friend, the personal friend, to see him prior to his demise, and He's a great man, a great American patriot, and a courageous leader. The nation will miss him greatly, I assure you.
When you look at Admiral Lyons' background, Tom, and you know, he was 36 years. He was with the United States Navy. He was the commander. Was the commander in chief of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, largest single military command in the world. His initiatives contributed directly to the stability, understanding, if you will, in the Pacific and Indian Ocean regions. He was a no-nonsense kind of guy. When the bombing in Beirut happened, and he related this story on air with us, he took matters in his own hands, and he was the father of what's called the Navy Red Cell, an anti-terrorism group comprised of Navy SEALs that he established in response to those Marine barrack bombings in Beirut. When you look back on him as a military expert, Tom, someone who has served our country for decades as well. When you look back at his military career, what do you see as his crowning achievements in the military and then post-retirement? Because this is where folks like yourself and General Vallely and Admiral Lyons are incredible. Because rather than saying, okay, well, I served the country for X number of decades and now I'm just going to go to the beach, you guys never stopped fighting for our country and its freedoms. What did you see as his military accomplishments that you found as a military person to be most significant, and then his most significant contributions after his military retirement?
Well, I think on the military side, because I started working with Ace back in 1977. He was a one-star, and I was a colonel. It was under the Carter regime. And we were doing the NATO long-term defense plan and the summit that was to come to Washington in the summer of 78. Now, and so I saw him all the way up and just saw what he has done. And I think what he his achievements. So I go back a long ways with Ace. I think his achievements were defining naval sea power and its impact on the Soviet Union when we were still in the middle of the Cold War, and its deterrence effect in both when he was a Second Fleet commander in the Atlantic, and he made his forays up into the Norwegian fjords and started operating out of there. And then when he was the commander-in-chief of the Pacific Fleet, which you mentioned was the single largest military command we have in the world, where he was going up into the northern Pacific, Kamchatka, Sakhalin Island, that area, where naval forces, U.S. naval forces, had never been, both in the Norwegian fjords and in the northwestern Pacific, which I came to know much better when I was the commander of Alaskan Command, and his successors started operating up there. So he created a naval deterrent strategy that was probably the most important one in the Cold War, as long as the Cold War went. We know how long that went, basically from the late 40s when the Berlin airlift started and all the way up to 1991 or whenever the wall fell. So that's when I think militarily they were bold strategies. They put a great deal of pressure on the Soviet Union and their forces, and they created deterrence, which is critical and which was critical throughout the whole Cold War, that the Russians never, when I was the vice commander-in-chief of U.S. Air Forces in Europe, I was always concerned when the leader of the Soviet Union would go around talking to his air marshals and naval marshals, is today the day that we strike the West? There was always somebody would say with their correlation of forces, no, Mr. Prime Minister, today is not the day. It was because of the deterrent effect. And when you see, and a lot of people now do not understand that, they grew up outside of that world, our millennials, but the fact is that was extremely impressive what was done by our military leaders in that time frame. And so Ace Lyons was a bold leader, a courageous leader. He told his mass in the many events he was involved in, from the Beirut bombings to a host of other things when he was on the joint staff. He told his masters, without any bark on the tree, what they should do and why, again, built around a deterrent strategy. And so he gave the U.S. Navy and part of the U.S. military in his joint staff days that as part of his legacy. And now, if you then move to what he did after military career, I mean, I was writing a draft of his, the first draft in his obituary, and my goodness, Dave, it, his career after the Navy was equally or maybe more impressive. I would probably say maybe more impressive because of all the things that he did. And I was involved with some of them, intimately with them, for instance, on Benghazi, and why, to this day, we still do not know what President Obama did that night when we lost four brave Americans who were killed, and we had no response. We had so many more wounded, and that famous movie, 13 Hours and Book, came out that tried to explain, explained what happened at Benghazi. It never explained why the U.S. did not respond and go and help those people that were trapped at Benghazi when we had so many forces available to do it. So I was intimately involved with Ace Lyons on that. Out of that grew, of course, the discovery by Trey Gowdy's committee, which said and found that Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, was using a rogue server for her emails, which is a violation of the Espionage Act and a host of other acts, in which today she still has not been had the proper addressal of this gross violation that she made. And that goes into the bigger story that leading into where Ace played an important role in what's going on with the Mueller investigation, the Russian collusion, all this other fake news, and this dangerous thing of a soft coup against the incoming administration, Trump administration. And that may have been his biggest coup d'etat, if you will, of discovering how the Obama administration had militarized or politicized the intelligence community to make it look like the Trump administration was in collusion with the Russians, when in fact it was the Clinton administration that paid for the dossier and all those other things and was working so closely with the Russians, and which the with the intelligence committee, Clapper, and all the others, to include John Brennan, CIA, to include really the president. Because this event that Mueller is the special counsel on is looking over an issue involved with our current sitting president that they created. They created this false act of collusion. And it still hasn't come out. And I believe, and I think I may have said it the last time I was on, that the president made a fundamental mistake when he did not release the FISA warrants mm-hmm. that enabled the intelligence community, the Loretta Lynch as the attorney general, Comey as the FBI director, when they did not show that these were false documents that had fraudulent information in it mm-hmm. that was not verified. And by doing that, he has enabled the Democrats to take over the House. If those FISA warrants were released, and unfortunately the bureaucracy fought the president on doing it, if they were released, and when they are released, because they will be released, it will show that the Obama administration, and it had to include President Obama himself, because all the people directly involved were direct reports to Obama, when they deliberately falsified these warrants to get the search warrants that enabled them to tap, wiretap, and get into the communications of the Trump administration. When they did that, they have done something that has never happened in this nation before. And when you politicize the intelligence community in America, you are finally taking us down to a banana republic. Ace Lyons has been intimately and was intimately involved, and I worked with him on a daily basis along with others on this. But those are the great things, I think, that Admiral Lyons contributed to this nation that don't quite get the visibility and people understand his weekly op-eds in the Washington Times and the Canadian Free Press, his numerous radio and television appearances, especially with you, Dave, and all these opportunities that he could explain to your listening public what was going on in America in real terms, in real words, not what the mainstream media, who is complicit in this Russian collusion investigation, along with Democratic members of Congress. They are all complicit together. And it's becoming very obvious that your listeners probably have seen, or maybe they aren't aware, that Mueller scrubbed the messages, the text messages from Peter Strzok's iPhone, and the Office of the Inspector General has recovered 19,000 of these texts. But get this, and I repeat it so your listeners understand. Mueller, who's heading up the special counsel, scrubbed and destroyed all these texts. But fortunately, in this world that we live in of technology, there are other ways. But when he found out that he and his lover were saying those, he dismissed them from his team. but he scrubbed the text messages. And so we have a problem of inside the Department of Justice today that Sessions did not clean out, that they still have people that are colluding with other those that want to destroy this country and create a soft coup d'etat, if you will, by impeachment. And that's the dangerous thing that is going on and that the Obama administration and created, and President Trump must clean this cancer out or it will destroy our nation. Ace Lyons played a key role in this, Dave, and those two things that he did in recent years, plus what he did in his military service, are way above the call of duty.
Folks, we're speaking with General Tom McInerney, and in particular, we're dedicating this show and this half hour to an American hero, Admiral Ace Lyons, who died this past week. You know, Tom, Admiral Lyons, to Dave, his relationship with me, he was always a very kind man, but he was also no-nonsense. He would tell you exactly what he thought and in no uncertain terms. And I would love to just poke him a little bit. He used to say, Dave, you are attempting to get my blood pressure higher. You are succeeding, but I'm not going to let it get much higher beyond this point. And here's the interesting thing I learned from Admiral Lyons, Tom. And I believe whether he was a military leader or after his military career ended and was a leader on the freedom movement, he did not, and you can tell me if I'm wrong on this, but he did not see the world as being right-left, on the right-left axis. He saw the world, is somebody doing something right or are they doing it wrong? And if they're doing it wrong, are they impinging people's freedoms and liberties? I believe that is the axis he worked on throughout his military career and post-military career. Am I wrong?
No, you're spot on. You're spot on. He never mixed it with whether it was right or left, Democrat or Republican. He always kept in focus what was important to America. His highest interest was always what was important to the United States. And for that, it was interesting. There's a new group called IMPACT, and they select leaders defending liberty. And the day Admiral Lyons was to get his award, is the day he went in the hospital. And I'd like to say a little bit about that presentation.
Please do.
Because it was the second IMPACT Award luncheon to honor leaders defending liberty. And these awards recognize outstanding efforts of unsung warriors in numerous fields outside of government service. Honorees are making notable contributions to preserving Americans' liberty. And the awardees the day that Ace was presented his was the Honorable Edward Meese, and we all remember he was the Attorney General under Reagan. Mark Levin, we all know Mark. Brent Bozell, Sarah Carter, who most of us know, who's done so much in Fox and discovering these discrepancies in the politicization of the intelligence community. Ace Lyons, and several others. But that goes to show you, and I accepted that award on his behalf because he could not. But I read his remarks, like I told everybody, I read him without any bark in the tree because Ace told exactly what he thought. But that's just an example, Dave, of what Admiral Lyons contributed and how people like IMPACT, by the way, Ginny Thomas, the Supreme Court Justice Thomas's wife, mm-hmm. is the one that made the presentation to me on behalf of ACE. And it's a very distinguished group of people that pick out not mainstream media people.
No.
Not people that have got lots of visibility, but people that are doing things for America. Not for Republicans, not for Democrats, but for America and for the preservation of this republic and this great nation. And so it was a great honor for me. It was the first I'd heard of the group, and it was only their second, to recognize that they recognized Admiral Lyons for what he had done. I was so proud of ACE to be in the company of such important people. But it tells our listeners that Admiral Lyons' impact on America and our freedom and our liberty mm-hmm. was very profound.
Tom, I take you back to March 17th, 2017. You were on the show. And I believe of all the interviews I've done over the past over 8 years, it was one of the most profound interviews. And the reason is because on that day, and actually I have that interview for everyone, complete free access to it at the top of DaveJanda.com, because you came on that show that day and you presented information that had been passed to you by Admiral Lyons that the Obama administration, remember, March 17th, 2017, that the Obama,
remember it well.
The Obama administration, through Obama getting Brennan, the director of the CIA, and his director of national intelligence, Clapper, worked in conjunction with a guy by the name of Dennis Montgomery to create a platform called the Hammer to illegally surveil, monitor emails, phone calls, internet activities, and financial transactions. And frankly, Tom, it was that information that was not only criminal in nature that they did this, but it was that act of which they were trying to cover up, that illegal surveillance activity that they were trying to cover up, because they didn't get anything against Trump or his organization. And it was also noted, Montgomery stated, I believe under oath to the FBI, that they were also surveilling Supreme Court justices and members of Congress. It was through that platform, the Hammer, that the illegal Russian dossier was created to try to get to the FISA court to try to cover up their illegal activities with the Hammer.
Exactly.
And you were integral with that, presenting that information on that day from information that you and Admiral Lyons had come in contact with. And I believe that interview in and of itself, blows away the entire fake Russian collusion story.
That was 17 March 2017.
Correct.
And the fact is, so we through fortuitous means, but people come to us, Admiral Lyons and myself, when they know there's someone that's courageous enough to stand up and repeat it. And that was a way that your listeners were hearing information well in advance. And let me give you one other thing that is new, because it's going to come out Tuesday. And this is part of what ACE and I were working.
We have 1 minute.
Okay, very quickly on General Flynn. General Flynn, the judge, is going to get the 302, and he's going to get this information. He's going to find out that General Flynn did not lie,
yep.
even though he admitted to lying, but that was to protect his family
mm-hmm.
and his fortune.
That's exactly.
And the fact is, even Mueller himself is not recommending prison time, but I think the judge may stay that admission, or whatever it is in the legal terms. That is very important, because Tuesday you'll hear the full story and it'll start to break out.
And I believe the judge, Sullivan, is going to push for prosecutorial misconduct. Tom, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done and are doing. This has been a tribute to Admiral Ace Lyons.